Michael Lang was the co-creator of Woodstock, the show that brought 500,000 fans around the country to a dairy farm in upstate New York just a little over 40 years ago this past weekend. He's got a book out called The Road to Woodstock. Tells the story from beginning to end, how it got started, how they made it happen. And we have him with us for a little bit this morning. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not bad. Thanks for the time.
Sure.
There's just so much we could get into with your story here and how you put this all together. Is there any way we could just focus on a couple small little things like, you know, you always hear about these legendary performances from like Richie Havens and Jimi Hendrix and the Star-Spangled Banner and stuff like that. Is there any of the performances that you always thought that maybe not got enough, didn't get enough credit for how good they were?
Well, not so much for how good they were, but for example, the Grateful Dead set was sort of fraught with problems. They had equipment problems. From the beginning, they were getting shocks on their instruments. Their sound man had rewired the stage right before they went on, and managed to screw things up pretty good. So they had one of the worst experiences I think they've ever had in front of a large audience. But then they went on to play at the Free Stage, which was over in the Hot Farm campgrounds, and played, you know, wonderfully. So the Dead, you know, you never see them in the film, and you never sort of hear them on the soundtrack albums because the performance was really not a great one. They had an amazing time there, but not on stage.
And we're featuring Michael Lang for our Book of Rock and Roll this morning, where we take you back to the past and talk a little about classic rock, and then play a song for you. We might play Woodstock in just a few minutes, but one interesting feature about your book is you have kind of a Where Are They Now segment. You talk about some of the musicians and what they've done since then.
Right. If you think about it, it was the second show Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young had ever played together as a band. And obviously they went on to a career that spanned these 40 years, as had Santana. Santana was an unrecorded, unknown local band from San Francisco that Bill Graham sent me a tape of. You know, they've also gone on to have a career that spanned, you know, these last four decades. It's fascinating to me that there was so much talent in those days and so much diversity in the music. And it was the kind of talent that, you know, not dependent on a hit single or a hit song. You know, these musicians and artists really had generated, you know, a unique perspective on music and a unique sort of approach to music. And it's telling because the careers, as I say, have lasted so long.
Like I said, we're going to feature the song Woodstock for our Book of Rock and Roll, which actually came about a year or two after the show, and I once heard you talking about the first time you heard this particular song. And when we do this little segment, we kind of go in depth about a particular song and how it happened or interesting thing about it. And from what I heard, you were one of the first people to actually get to hear it.
Yeah, it's true. Actually, it was written that weekend by Joni Mitchell. She never made it to the festival. Her manager was worried about her getting stuck in the mud. And she wrote it at a hotel room that weekend, and she gave it to Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And I was in L.A. a couple of months after Woodstock, and I ran into Stephen Stills on the road, actually, and he sort of pulled me over and said, follow me home, and he took me to his house, and he and Dallas Taylor played the song for me live, and it just completely, it was like this anthem about what we'd all just experienced. It was fantastic.
Michael Lang right there, co-creator of Woodstock, and his new book, which has been out in the last year or so, is called The Road to Woodstock, and since it happened a little over 40 years ago this past weekend, thought it'd be interesting to get him on for a few minutes. We do thank you a lot for your time, Michael.
Pleasure.